To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Live from Sloan Park, Mesa, Arizona. And we're delighted to welcome in Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach.
I'm not going to know more about John Lester than John Lester, Cole Hamels. Sure. They're their best pitching coach. So the best way to help them make the adjustment that they want to make is to show them. And that's what all this technology is. Once you show them, boom, the light bulb clicks, something clicks for them. Now it's, okay, now I know what I need to do. The big misconception is that, okay, it shows them all this data and all this information, and they start thinking about it. A lot of it is actually simplifying things for them and giving them that one nugget that now they can focus on and take to their next outing or the next bullpen. All this helps us do is see those things that much faster.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The legend himself, Les Grobstein, in the house for Can't Do It.
My question is for Les. Relative to one or two cans of Coca-Cola, how big are we talking?
I had a can of Coca-Cola in the press box, which had open air at Lambeau Field, and it was about 10 degrees above zero. And I had it up there, and it was open air, but damn thing expanded, and it was four times larger than it was about 20 minutes before I got it there. It was unbelievable. It literally.
How about the Coke?
It was all over everybody but me. I didn't get it on me.
Okay.
It was not Diet Coke. It was Coke Classic. I know where you're going.
Well, help him out.
Can't do it.
Use your imagination, and you're probably right.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Score's Bernstein and McKnight and Mack and Parkins are renting a house to cover both the Cubs and Sox in Arizona.
Score house.
Oh, this is really cool.
There's a strange smell in the hall.
Score house.
It's just squalor.
Time to talk Chicago baseball.
Chris Bryant. I see stuff on some of the networks out there. I can't watch it anymore. It's just like poison.
Kyle Schwarber.
Start swinging the bat. See ball, hit ball.
Brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56david.com. And by Bob Rohrman, Oak Brook Toyota in Westmont, just 5 minutes west of the Tri-State on Ogden Avenue. For all Score house content, go to 670thescore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Live from Sloan Park, Mesa, Arizona. And we're delighted to welcome in Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach.
How prepared are you for this challenge?
Maybe the fact of how soon this all kind of came together. I never had the stuff that John Lester had and Cole Hamels have. So I was fortunate enough to play for 11 years, you know, mostly in the minor leagues, but to get a little bit of experience in the big leagues. But I did that by evolving. We continue to adapt to how the game is changing. My original point to get into this role was not to be a pitching coach. It was to help guys get better and help this team win. The role evolved into people finally like kind of felt that I could be a pitching coach. And then the players have the confidence and the trust in me. Just an evolution of how this game has evolved.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In Highland, Indiana.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, I thought it was the best last year. It's gotten even better. A tremendous challenge for us. When you get teams that evenly matched, it's about playing the game better on a nightly basis. It really comes down to that.
Lame Duck
Cubs skipper Joe Maddon, Joe Ostrowski, Kevin Zipak, Dustin Rhodes, in for Mully and Hahn, Sports Radio 670 The Score. We'll find out what happened at last night's big dinner. At 9 o'clock, we check in with Bruce and McKnight for Transition. Hey, guys, the big story, one of them, involving Pecota was, oh, they're projecting the Cubs in last place. The lead here is they project the Central Division to be a tight race throughout the season. I know Cubs below 500, that grabs eyeballs and attention, and the Cubs put it on the scorecard. It's going to be an us-against-me mentality, and they'll use Pecota for most of the season. And they're still at 79 in 83, according to the projections. But with that, we've heard a lot of people throw out that this is the best division in all of baseball, and the Cardinals made some big-time improvements. You had a hitter like Paul Goldschmidt to the heart of the lineup.
And Andrew Miller, your bullpen.
Yeah, and the Reds now have an actual starting staff that's professional.
And a lot of offense,
they got
right?
A lot
in that
of
ballpark,
offense, yeah.
In
yes.
That home
ballpark.
It's going to be, you talk about betting overs and can't wait to see how those lines are set. I got to borrow this, though, from our texters, and our texters have been great this morning. Okay, and we talked about the fact that the Cubs had a really down year and injuries last year, okay? So let's just stick with that. Lots went wrong last year. This is from the 312. Lots went wrong last year, and the Cubs won the same amount of games as the charmed Brewers. I mean, everything went right for the Brewers last year, correct? We can all agree on that?
Most things did. The rotation wasn't great.
I don't think
Yelich can't do that. But they also didn't have a real rotation. Right down the stretch, they started doing this gimmicky thing that actually worked for them, right?
And they rode that bullpen hard. I would agree with you that the bullpen can't duplicate what they did last year.
There's
Joe,
no
to
way.
Your point,
there's no way.
Yelich is probably, he's going to be great again. He's a great player, but I don't think he's going to be the Triple Crown contender that we saw last year.
Can Baez repeat that?
I would say no to that as well.
Okay.
I mean, and those two might cancel each other out in terms of their regression.
Yes, I think they could be equal, though. I could see them both having the same type of season. Good, but not great. So I don't think that one is going to perform so much better or so much worse than the other.
And I mean, if Javi Baez was Manny Ramirez last season, like Joe tried to tell us, Christian Yelich was Barry Bonds. And it's hard to duplicate what those guys did. I think in both respects, you're going to see a little bit of fallback there, for sure.
Well, the Cubs are buying into that. Because, yes, they won 95 games with all that going wrong, and they rolled it back. Everybody's back. Where are the upgrades? You don't really see it. They're banking on much more health, really. But I hear it thrown out there every day. It's best division in baseball, best division in baseball. Kevbo, you watch this entire league. Is this the best division in baseball? See, here's my angle before you even jump in. Because I don't see a World Series champion in this division. That's why I'm not willing to say that it's clearly the best division in baseball.
You could definitely say it's the deepest division in baseball. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. I think all the way from Milwaukee to St. Louis to Cincinnati to the Cubs, maybe even Pittsburgh if things all break right there. I wouldn't be surprised to see every single one of these teams finish over 500, which is something you very rarely see in a division because more often than not, they're going to beat up on each other. And one of those teams in the division will end up being the scapegoat. It's been Cincinnati for the past several years.
I was just going to say, you're going to ditch the Reds crutch that you usually use with me? That
everybody gets to play the Reds 18 times.
Chris Bryant.
The Reds aren't going to be the clown car Reds that we've seen.
They're kind of leaning towards the Pirates now.
If you ask Pecota, you know, people are going to be wanting to play the Cubs 18 times a year if they're going to be finishing under 500. But Joe, I think to your point about is there a World Series champion in this division? I think you might look at the NL East as a more likely team for the representative of the National League to feature in terms of Philadelphia and everything they've done. Washington, even though they lost Harper, they're still pretty stacked in their outfield. They've got Soto. They've got Robles coming up. They added Corbin
Soto
to that rotation.
Is gonna be unbelievable. He's 20.
He's 20, yeah.
He's 20.
He was born in the year, 1999?
Oh,
what were you guys doing in 1999 when Juan Soto was being conceived and then birthed?
Booking guests for Chuck Hoppe, probably.
Getting Man Cow on the horn?
No, I didn't. I wasn't at Man Cow yet. No, that was mid-2000s.
Plus, Atlanta is still around. They're going to be better with all of their young players developing if the Mets stay healthy, which they very rarely manage to do. But if they stay healthy, that's going to be one of the best pitching staffs in baseball, like it's projected to be almost year in, year out. Of course, Miami's hot garbage. But I think you look at the NL East as a little bit top heavier. But depth wise, I mean, any of these teams in the Central, whether it even it is just an 86, 87 win a division champ, because maybe they'll beat up on each other. But I think that there's a little bit more parity in the NL Central. And I think that's where some people might be confusing the best division with the deepest division, because I don't think it's the same thing.
There aren't any free passes, no buys, no Miami Marlins.
Nope.
I guess it's maybe in the West, it's going to be the Arizona Diamondbacks with all the players that they've moved on from, I guess.
And they,
probably not the Padres with the addition of Machado.
The Padres could make a big jump, and not just because of Machado, although obviously that helps a lot. There's still a lot of holes in their pitching staff, but I think they're going to score a lot of runs. They got a lot of young talent coming up through their pipeline. I think San Francisco might be the worst team there.
It could be.
They look like they're pretty brutal. They're old, and pitching-wise, there's not much past Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating, because all of a sudden the NL Central, whoa, you can't beat up on Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. And that was the thing that people would rely on. Well, how good are the Cubs really? Because look at who they're facing so often. Every other weekend, it felt like they were getting a free pass there. That's not going to be the case anymore. And teams now see the Cubs as being vulnerable, and they're just going to roll it back. They didn't get better. That's what other teams are going to say. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, especially with Yu Darvish has the sim game today. And after the last start, it was the best stuff of his life.
We had the championship parade for Yu Darvish's, two innings that he threw in that game. I mean, people were going absolutely nuts over the guy because he speaks English now, and he's cracking wise with reporters, and everybody's like, oh, gee willikers, this guy's going to be great all of a sudden. Show me that you can make more than 8 starts in a season,
sure,
Yu Darvish.
I want to see it. But
I'm very skeptical of him and his health and his longevity and his durability here.
That's fine. But with the Bears conversation, Mitch Trubisky has to take that next step. There's going to be much more on him. When you look at this rotation, and I know it's a deep rotation when you talk about Quintana at the back end, if you get next to nothing out of Yu Darvish again, this is in this division this year, not a playoff team.
No, I think you're right. I think that in terms of their rotation, the Cubs rotation, and I mentioned this before, it's so kind of, I go back and forth on it from a day-to-day basis. Like I said, I could see Lester, Quintana, Hamels all, continuing to do well and not fall off the cliff. But I could also, on the other hand, see, the magic kind of falter from Cole Hamels, yes, after he came over from last year. You could see Lester maybe take a step back. Quintana coming off the worst year of his career. I'm not trying to be Mr. Anti-Cub here, which I'm sure a lot of people are going to paint me as.
Well, that's the biggest strength.
You don't have to try really hard. Just are.
I'm just saying.
That's their biggest strength.
It is their biggest strength, theoretically. But they're all over the age of 30, with the exception of Kyle Hendricks, who I've stated over and over again, I think will be their ace this year. He will be their best pitcher. But I don't think it's inconceivable for this rotation to either be really, really good or really, really disastrous. I don't know if there's going to be an in-between. I think it's going to be one or the other.
Is Yu Darvish mentally tough enough to pitch in one of those first three games against the Rangers, his old team?
Oh yeah.
Does that still matter? Is that still a thing?
He better be.
Yeah. Or do you wait and have him pitch against the Braves?
I don't think you can use kid gloves on Darvish like you did last year. What we had the whole thing about him not wanting to pitch at home because they were afraid.
He might be more comfortable. Who goes second
after Lester's getting the ball day one? Who goes second?
Kyle Hendricks.
And then you third, Hamels fourth, Quintana fifth.
Or Hamels against his old team.
And then you're going lefty, righty, lefty, which is something they might do based on what he did once he got here. Put them in a position they had to pick $20 million option. Then they have no money left. It's gonna be Hamels. Darvish is the four.
All right, here we go. 219 texter, my people saying he'll give me odds that Darvish throws more innings than Carlos Rodon. Where are you on that one?
Oh, that's pretty
that's
good.
That's tasty, huh?
See, but there's more of a sample size of Rodon unavailable every fifth day, right?
Absolutely. Like,
there have been a couple of big years when Darvish has missed a lot of time.
What are the interesting thing about that is Kevin, as the 35th and Shields spokesperson,
the representative, yes.
As a fan, what are your goals for Rodon this year? I mean, what do you want out of him?
I want him to make 30 starts. I want him to be as close to 200 innings as he can be. I know some teams are getting away from their starters, you know, throwing that many innings in a season. And I know with Rodon, with his injury history, they might even be a little bit more cognizant about it. But I don't want
Sox
any.
He goes deep in games.
Through 55 innings in a spring training game, or 55 pitches, I should say, in a spring training game yesterday. So you might be right about that. Maybe they're not worried about it. Maybe they're already thinking about him in free agency and letting him walk because he's a Scott Boras client. Let's not forget that. But to answer your question, Justin, I don't want any long DL stints for Carlos Rodon. I want to see a full season of him without him, you know, having to worry about his shoulder or his elbow or skipping a start here or 15 days on the DL here or 10 days here. I just want him to go out every fifth day. And he doesn't have to be Chris Sale. He doesn't have to be the Cy Young Award winner. He doesn't have to be even an all-star. But I want to see a full 30-start season from him because we really haven't seen that yet. And I think it's kind of close to put up or shut up time with him. He even said it himself a few weeks ago. It's time to you know what or get off the you know what. Cleaning it up here.
I think this
off
is
the
crazy.
Pot, you can say that.
Yeah, I just, you know, synergy.
This is a little far fetched, but there are Sox fans that want to trade him now. Trade Rodon, Boras guy, right?
He's a Boras guy. Yeah.
The relationship with Reinsdorf, how's that? Are you going to be
not
able
great,
to bring him back? For long term, if he gives you what you want and you do get that 30-start full season.
30 starts are fine, but I would not want him to pitch 200 innings because that's about 75 wasted innings, okay, that he doesn't need to throw right
well,
now.
In your mind, shut you would just out. Shut him down
no,
for the
no,
entire
no, no,
season.
No. I didn't say that. I said I like the idea of him being available and making the 30 starts, but there's no value in him throwing 200 innings. Zero. I'm sure there's a metric that somebody can tell me that there is, but there's not.
Find out in a few minutes.
Hey, did you guys know that the 2019 Major League Soccer season is here? Don't miss the Chicago Fire's home opener on Saturday, March 9th, as Bastian Schweinsteiger and the Fire take on Orlando City SC. Kickoff is at 12 noon at SeatGeek Stadium in Bridgeview, and tickets are available now at chicago-fire.com. Check out the Pints at the Pitch package, which includes a ticket to any two Fire home games and two beer vouchers for each match. All for just $60. That's your Chicago Fire versus Orlando City SC this Saturday in the 2019 Chicago Fire home opener. See you there.
Joe Ostrowski, Kevin Zipak, and Dustin Rhodes in for Mullion Haw. We'll check in with Bernstein and McKnight out in Arizona next. Find out what happened last night right here on The Score.
Joe Girardi joined Mack and Parkins to talk Cubs.
Joe Girardi with Radio.com Sports. Lots been made about Joe Maddon not getting a contract extension. How do you think he approaches that going into a lame duck season?
I don't think it will change his approach. You know, they won 95 games last year. Joe is used to winning, do everything he can to bring another championship to Chicago.
Hear Joe Girardi's entire interview with Mack and Parkins at 670thescore.com and Radio.com.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Hi, Fashion Hotline. Do jeans have an expiration date?
No, why?
My jeans are stretched out. Where can I get cute jeans that last?
That's Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now, all jeans are up to 50% off, starting at just $15 for adults, $10 for kids.
Up to 50% off all jeans?
Even the new Rockstar with Never Quit Shape Retention. Your favorite fit now holds its shape and hugs in all the right places, wear after wear.
I need those today.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
I'm so there.
Go all in for up to 50% off all jeans at Old Navy at OldNavy.com. Valid 3-4 to 3-14. Select styles only. Excludes in-store clearance.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. But I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, "Why wouldn't you just try the Juul?" And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016.
Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month.